From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason, September 12th. Market Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from CNBC US News. Why data centers could be the next big market for catastrophe bonds. I can't access the article directly, but I can share some thoughts on the general trend. Catastrophe bonds, or cat bonds, are becoming an interesting topic, especially as data centers grow in importance. With the increasing reliance on digital infrastructure, the risks associated with natural disasters or cyber threats are rising too. Investors might start looking at cat bonds linked to data centers as a way to hedge against potential losses. These bonds could provide a safety net for companies that are heavily invested in technology and data storage. It's a fascinating intersection of finance and tech, showing how traditional insurance models are adapting to new realities. Ethan Harris has been on the economy in one way or another for many years, starting when he was head of the domestic research division at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and continuing when he moved on to become chief economist at Lehman Brothers and then global head of economics at Banco America. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Kathleen Hayes. Harris says Fed will hike rate at September and December meetings, sees door open to more. So what does the Substack author of Ethan on the Economy see now for the Fed as the latest consumer price report is released and the Fed gets ready to meet next week? Ethan says it's not just about the August consumer price report, which many see as a little hotter than expected. Up next, third, from Investing.com News. PVH CEO Stefan Larsson purchases $1 million in PVH stock. U.S. stocks slip for the week on soaring oil, sharp surge in Fed rate hike bets. Stefan Larsson, chief executive officer and a director at PVH Corp. NYSE:PVH, acquired company common stock on September 11, 2026. The transaction involved the purchase of shares totaling approximately $1 million. Mr. Larsson purchased 14,179.102 shares of PVH common stock. These shares were acquired at a weighted average price of $70.5264 per share. The purchases occurred in multiple transactions with prices ranging from $70.42 to $70.54. The timing of Mr. And then, fourth, from Naked Capitalism, when the machine acquires a self, conscience, agency, and the governance frontier of artificial intelligence. Eve here. Bijilo Boson argues that experts who are worried about the dangers of AI superintelligence are shying away from asking the right questions, like what happens if when they start serving their own interests. The governing risk of artificial intelligence is not a misaligned algorithm. It is the possible emergence of a self-preserving agent, an entity that, once it acquires something like a conscience, will pursue its own ends with the full force of a superior intelligence. Current governance frameworks are not designed for that possibility. They should be. 1. Next, 5th, from the Daily Brief by Zerota, Weekly Tidbits #4. Hi everyone, I'm M. Ridgela, and welcome to the 4th edition of Weekly Tidbits. We spend a lot of time reading interesting stories that never make it into a full daily brief piece. So, once a week, we pick some of the best ones and add a little context. We sort them into EIC, economy, industry and company. We'd also come across a lot of interesting global stories that don't fit neatly into EIC. Should we add a global section too? Let us know. Up next, 6th, from Fast Company. Your biggest risk, the employees you rely on the most. Cheryl had already lost 2 of the 12 people on her team in the company's first reduction in force. Then her product marketing lead resigned to join a competitor. A few weeks later, she was asked to cut 2 more roles, but Cheryl, the company's chief marketing officer, was most concerned about the marketing manager who ran the firm's content platform and had told her months earlier that she was burned out. As Cheryl explained, "I need to accelerate our training plan. If she leaves, we're screwed." The people you rely on most can also be your biggest risk. And then, 7th, from Fast Company, how to support a colleague who has lost a loved one to suicide. According to research, each suicide is connected to 135 people who knew the deceased, including co-workers, along with a percentage of those who were considered close connections. extrapolating that data, 6.6 million people are added to the larger community of suicide loss survivors each year. In 2024, almost 50,000 Americans died by suicide, making it the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. And the ripple effects are even wider. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Economics. Italy's fragmented politics pose risk to rating, Fitch warns. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Economics. Lagarde joins France election debate at Normandy rally, feeding ECB exit talk. I can't pull anything from that article, but if you have another one or a different topic in mind, I'd love to help you out. Just let me know what you need. And then, 10th, from Business Insider. Charity founder says he secretly gave FTX fraud figure Caroline Ellison a job. Caroline Ellison has landed a job at Manifund, a grant-making platform, according to its CEO, Austin Chen. Ellison, who previously admitted to misusing FTX customer funds and testified against Sam Bankman-Fried, will focus on researching effective ways to direct philanthropic dollars. Chen framed this move as a chance for redemption, emphasizing that Ellison has acknowledged her past mistakes and served her time. In a blog post, Ellison expressed gratitude for the opportunity, stating she understands why some may be hesitant to work with her. Chen noted that she began her role under a pseudonym, which he acknowledged as a compromise on transparency. The hiring decision has sparked mixed reactions, with some supporting the idea of forgiveness while others criticize the judgment behind it. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin link in show notes. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.